Okay, y'all, so I don't care what anybody says, 2020 is still my year. And if you said that in 2019, then guess what? 2020 is still your year. So I know it's easy to become discouraged, distracted by what's going on in the world, but now is not the time to do that. Like, you have to be a believer, and you gotta know that this too shall pass. So the only thing that I want you to do is, yes, take the safety precautions, make sure you don't get sick. But other than that, now is the prime time to actually grow your business. So don't fall into that cycle of what you see everyone else doing, where they just said, forget it, I give up, there's no sense, now is not the time to talk about it. Because guess what? There are still people that are looking for you, and there's still people that are looking for your business, all right? So I like to tell people, a business in motion stays in motion. It's so much easier to keep going than it is to try to play catch up. So let me give you an example of what happened last weekend. So last week, Swae Lee from Ray Shimmer did an Instagram live concert. So I know, like, Anthony Hamilton did it like a day later, and I think someone else was reading on live so they could connect with their audience. I was like, this is actually really, really genius. And this is because they understood their audience. So Swae Lee is an entertainer. His audience likes to be entertained, right? And he knew that they were at home. He knew that they were bored and they were looking for something to do. So he showed up for them by giving them a concert, right? And of course, they might not be able to attend a concert right now because all concerts are canceled, right? But when he does have a concert, guess who's going to show up? Those people who he just entertained. Why? Because of the law of reciprocity. It's, if you do something for me, I'm going to do something for you. This is what most good-hearted, good-natured people do. Like, you know what? He or she always does this for me, so I gotta do something for them. I gotta show up and I gotta support them. And you probably don't realize that that's what you're doing, but think about that family member that you have where they always show up to the family functions no matter what. If you ask them to do it, they always do it for you, right? So if they finally break down and ask you to do one thing for you, for them, aren't you going to do it? That's the law of reciprocity. So as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you always want to make sure that you are showing up for your people, because now more than ever is the time that they need you. So I lost count after they said this, but at least 80 million people have been ordered to stay at home. This means 80 million people are in the house, they're bored, and they're looking for something to do. If you don't think that these people are bored, I just want you to look at your Facebook or your Instagram newsfeed and tell me, how many TikTok videos do you see now? Prove my point. People are bored. They're looking for something to do. So now is your time to give them something to do. All right. So I want to give you some suggestions, some ideas. I wrote down like 13 of them. So I want to give you something to do that's going to actually help you grow your business during this time. So the first one, you guys, is I want you to build a stronger online presence. So I know a lot of times people are like, oh no, I don't have time to do this, or I don't feel comfortable enough, or, you know, maybe I'm just inconsistent, right? This is the time, because guess what? Like I said, over 80 million people. I don't know. Maybe that number has grown. I know it didn't get, smaller? I know it didn't get smaller, right? I know this number has grown since then. So people are looking for you, and you could actually reach more people now than before all of this stuff happened. Because before this happened, people were busy. They were at the club. They were, you know what I'm saying, out living life, enjoying it, doing it up. Now they just in the house and they are about to lose their mind. So instead of them losing their mind, now is the time that you could actually connect with them and give them peace of mind. All right. So build that stronger online presence. Be consistent. Show up for your people. Number two, learn how to use a different technology or platform, or something that you said you always wanted to learn, but you never made the time for. Guess what? You don't have nothing but time. So now is the time to actually learn it. And of course, this is my plug for Pinterest as well. So if you've been putting Pinterest off, like, oh, I ain't got time to do it, da 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 da, guess what? You're in the house. You're bored too. Now you got time to learn Pinterest. Let's get to it. Number three, analyze your numbers. So I know as a small business owner or entrepreneur, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day activity where we're constantly working in our business that we're not working on the business and making us more efficient, right? Sometimes it's so hard to see what's going on because we are laser focused. But this time I want you to take a step back and see what's actually working for you. You might be surprised at what isn't working. And then what you could do is you can take this information and either you can tweak it to fix it, or you can eliminate it and then just focus your efforts on maximizing what is currently working, so that way you get the most results. So analyze those numbers, guys. Systems, okay? If you don't have a system in place now, you want to implement one, so this will help you gain clarity. And it'll also help you scale when we are operating at full capacity. So you want to have clarity in your business to know what exactly is working. Why are you doing what you're doing, right? Like, how is this helping you get to the next goal? If you can't answer these questions, then I really want you to sit down and say, hey, I'm doing this because, and this is going to help me out, and this is how I'm going to get this accomplished. And then this way, once you start to grow, and if for whatever reason somebody else needs to pick up the throne and carry it, you can actually relay this message, right? Have a system and know why you're doing what you're doing. Next is you want to create products around your service-based business, and you can sell these products online. So an example of this, right? If you have a restaurant, you could create a cookbook, teach people how to make recipes, sell it. Right? Like, people are at home, they're bored, they're looking for things to do, they're looking for new ideas to try before, you know, before they lose their mind. So give them something to do. Next one is create a lead capture page or a lead magnet. So I was guilty of this as well, so I'm not picking on anybody, but now is not the time to tell 100 people to DM you, text you, or call you to get information. Like, that's not working smarter. That's actually working harder, because now you're spending so much of your time in your business that now you don't have enough time to focus on revenue producing activities. So you want to make sure that you have something up that's going to automate this process, so that way you're not wasting all of your time doing repetitive work. Okay. The next one is you want to develop an email list of interested prospects, so this way you can keep in contact with them during this time. So guess what? A lot of people have quit their business. I don't want to say quit, but let's just say they put it on the back burner, right? So now what's happening, there's millions of people online and there's thousands of people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. So if a person quits, then guess what? That person, right, the audience, I should say, they're still looking for this information. They didn't give up just because you quit. So if you quit, then guess what? They're going to go find it from somebody else. So use this time to build that relationship, to deepen the trust, because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. So maybe they don't buy at that moment, but you can still use this relation or this time to build a stronger relationship. So let's just say, for an example, if you are a mental health coach, right? You can give little helpful tips to make sure that your people are doing their best during this time, because I know it's easy to get depressed. I know it's easy to get discouraged. Or if you are a health and wellness coach, you can use this time to give people different ideas and inspirations to stay in shape while the gyms are closed. You get where I'm going with this, right? Use this time to develop that relationship and build trust and still continue to show up and help your people out. The next one is you can host an online event such as training, a webinar, a class, or even just a live video so people can come in and connect with you. Or what you could do, let's just say you are a makeup artist, you can do an online makeup course, right? People might not be able to afford to travel to you or have you come to them given what's going on, but they still want to know how to feel and look their absolute best. So now you can teach them and you could actually sell these classes online. Another idea, practice your photography skills. So if you're online, right, we know that those blurry images hardly get reshared. People hardly look at them because they can't tell what they're looking at in the first place. So use this time to strengthen your photography skills. This goes for both service-based businesses as well as physical products. If you have physical products, you can get like an actual light box from like Amazon or something like that, and you learn to take better pictures to showcase your products. Next one is you want to create more looks or more ideas or scenarios for inspiration, right? So people are still going to be looking for ideas because guess what? We get tired, we get bored of the same old, same old. So regardless of what type of business you're in, you can start to show people how they can express their inner creativity or their inner creative side. Y'all, I can't talk. I'm so excited. I can't talk. It's like, it's just so much that you could do during this time. But I think you guys get the point. So I'm going to move on to the next one before I get tongue tied. side again. Use this time to create more content. So at first, you guys are saying, oh, I can't do this because of this, or it'll take too long. Well, guess what? Now you have nothing but time. So use this time to create more blogs, or use this time to create more videos or more pictures or more podcasts, whatever type of content that you're using for your business. Use this time to create more of it. And you don't have to create it and release it the same day, you guys, right? So you could create like 4 pieces of new content. And then what you could do is you can then just release 1 new piece of content each week. And look at that, you've already got a month of content, right? Y'all like that, didn't y'all? I do. Next thing that you want to do is follow up with your past leads and your previous customers. Okay. So your past leads are people that expressed interest before, and maybe they just didn't get around to doing it. Maybe they were busy. So if they were busy, guess what? They got free time. Or maybe they had a question and they didn't know how to ask it, or maybe they just never got around to asking it. Now is the time that you can go back and touch base with them. Or for your previous customers, right? Maybe they want to become a repeat customer or a loyal customer, or maybe they have a referral for you. So don't just drop out your past customers. Continue to build that relationship so you continue to grow, right? Ask for a survey, ask for a follow-up, ask how you can better your service. So this way you can make it more efficient and better for the next customers coming in. And then last, but certainly not least, I want you guys to get back to that email marketing system that you never figured out. Whether it be MailChimp, MailerLite, ActiveCampaign, Constant Contact, whatever, get back to it and learn how to schedule emails. So a lot of times we say, oh, we're too busy. But what if you could sit down one day, I don't care if it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, but sit down one day and just schedule out your emails. Because guess what? When things get back up and active, you're going to say you don't have time then. But what if you could schedule your emails? So this way, even when you're at your busiest point, these emails are still going out for you. Even if you wanted to create just 1 email per week, right? You would have 52 emails and you could follow up with these people 52 times. And it doesn't really matter the content of the emails, right? As long as you're being personable and relatable and you're helping and you're telling people you're here, right? You could just schedule these emails out. And so this way, no matter how busy you get, you still got time for your audience. So those are my tips, my suggestions. Use this time wisely, guys. Catch you guys on the next one.